Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Anyway.
Lexi really, really, really likes Billie Eilish.
Lexi does, or Lola does.
And so does Lola. And then
Lola loves that she's got her beautiful long
I saw her getting interviewed the other day, Billie Eilish getting interviewed the other day, and it was really, really interesting to watch. She's a really lovely kid.
I love Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And she was watching other people sing her songs and then commenting on YouTube back to them to say how magic they were. And it was, and then it was going back to the people watching Billie Eilish commenting on how they sang their songs. Yeah. And it was really lovely to see her genuineness. You know, it's great to see that. They do that for other kids.
Because she's only 18 now, but they've done the same interview with her for about 3 years, and they show the changes in her responses over that time.
Oh, right.
And it's really cool.
Right.
But anyway, can you sing Bad Guy?
No.
Okay. Both of the girls love
it's
that song.
Like, it's on a lot of ads at the moment.
Well, no, but that's because it won Triple J's song
of
the
year,
and then it also won like a million Grammys because she does the work with her brother, you know, and she does it in her own, in his bedroom at home in the old in the house.
They make their
her and her brother
really.
And part of the song in part of the song is actually like a traffic signal in Sydney where the you know the traffic signal goes whoop. Like that.
Really?
They were in Sydney and they incorporated in the song. Anyway, wow. I really like Billie Eilish. But anyway, what are we talking about today?
There's a lot of, like, the girls at the moment really follow a lot of these families, you know, where they just interview their kids, they just film their kids and the parents run around getting them to do different tasks and stuff like that.
Oh,
and there was
right.
a really great one I saw the other day where the father had a camera and the kids were gymnasts.
Yeah.
And they had to go and they were given a list of things that they had to do a gymnast act on.
Yeah.
And one of them like was a yellow traffic light in New York, you know. So the kid had to jump up onto the traffic light and do the splits on the traffic light. And
oh,
then the
really?
Father took a photograph of it. It was very, very clever. Very, very good. So Lola and Lexi keep saying to me, can we get her on YouTube channel? Can we get her on YouTube channel?
I know. They've been looking for one for a while now.
Mm. Yeah, speaking of families.
nice segue.
nice segue into speaking of families. But I was coming back on a plane the other day and I saw one of our clients, one of our Inspired Life clients, put up a post about Harry and Meghan. And
is it Meghan or Meghan?
Meghan, sorry.
I actually don't know. I wasn't correcting you.
I don't know. It's probably fucking Margaret. You know?
That's but a surname, Michael.
You know, it kind of... you know, there's been a lot going on over the past couple of months with, you know, with the royal family. And, you know, I sit there and I watch people put energy into this drama outside of them, you know, mm-hmm. like Harry, Meghan, you know, they're going to leave the family and, you know, the family's in an uproar. And it's just like, it just, I don't know what it is.
It just annoys the shit out of you. So hang on a second. So who was the, no, you don't have to say who.
Right.
What was the post, firstly? So well, what like, triggered, you know, this for you inside of you, Mitch?
Well, because there was so much time and effort put into such an eloquent post. She wrote a really beautiful post.
But did she write it or did somebody else write it and she just reposted it? I think it was because you were mentioning it.
She wrote it, I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Okay, tell me what it was like about.
It was talking about how Harry, you know, and the two of them fall in love and they want to leave and a girl, you know, leaves her career and wants to go off and, you know.
Yeah, I think somebody else wrote that because I've seen that post.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it was one of our clients that wrote it.
No, I think it was our client that wrote it.
I don't think so. But anyway, I could be wrong.
We could be wrong.
But it was I remember seeing that post because I started reading it and I didn't like it. And it was like a girl falls in love and to be with a man she loves, she leaves her job. And they're talking about Meghan.
Yes.
Or Meghan. She leaves her job and then she goes and moves to another country and then she, you know,
and
whatever.
So there's this big blow up in the papers.
And then the end of it turns out that a guy changes and decides to stop what he's doing for the woman he loves, and then everybody goes mental.
Yeah,
right.
But a woman does it, and
it doesn't.
Yeah.
No one cares.
But the first thing is that I don't. It's like I don't believe that that's the case.
What do you mean you don't believe that that's the case?
Well, because a woman goes and does it, and nobody cares, and a guy goes and does it, and everybody, and there's an uproar. That's just bullshit.
Yeah, but it's not bullshit because There is an uproar. You see the uproar.
No, there's an uproar, but where's the uproar? Is the uproar in you?
No, I don't give a
shit. Have I got an uproar?
No.
Nobody's got a fucking uproar.
But you're just talking about the media
has
an uproar.
Yeah, so the media has an uproar, right? But it's sensationalism for the purpose of why are they sensationalizing this? So if you just look back a couple of weeks prior, you'll see that another member of the royal family has been allegedly involved in the trafficking of women and the sexual assault of women,
yeah,
and hanging out with a notorious pedophile, and who is now allegedly committed suicide,
yeah, and
which
definitely,
we know, definitely didn't fucking commit suicide. He was murdered because of what he knew, and which is Epstein. So Prince Andrew, you know, when goes and does an interview, well, I don't know whether you saw the interview.
I actually did. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw some of it.
Most of the world has watched the interview at this stage, and it was...
That's a gross generalization, Mitch.
Well, not most of the Western world has that. Most of the West. I mean, anybody who knows the royal family would have watched some of the interview. You can't watch it all. Like, you literally can't watch it all. And, you know, we sensationalize these families without... And a lot of the time, people don't know... You know, we hook into the sensationalization of these families because I think sometimes people, you know, you have to put your time and energy into your own dreams, your own aspiration, into who you are. Don't get suckered into this stuff.
Yeah.
The royal family, you know, if you understand the history of the royal family, first off, they're not English, they're German. And secondly, for them to get into the power position that they get into, they butchered and pillaged and murdered and raped and stole from, you know, from country after country. And that's how they became, you know, the British Empire. I mean, they're obviously not that anymore. So that's who people are honouring and following.
Yeah, but Mitch, you're very, again, to me, mm-hmm. it sounds very generalising because, like, who's we? Mm-hmm. Like, you're saying we're doing this, we're doing that. But who do you know personally that's done that? People that have made a big song and dance about the
fact? I've been at sitting around a table when somebody's talking about Prince Harry and Meghan leaving the royal family, and the conversation comes up, and I'm looking thinking,
really?
He goes, fuck
see,
you.
I have not. I've been at
barbecues. We were talking. I was down at the park, our local
you
park.
You need to hang out with different people.
But I mean, our local park and people bring it up. And it's like, guys, don't you get that this is just like, this is just media entrapment. It's taking your attention away. The media have been brought in to handle a situation where Prince Andrew has been found to be having sexual relationships, allegedly, with women underage. You know, and hanging out with a notorious pedophile.
So
they're brought in to go, fuck, we better do something else. We better create... Like, if everybody knew Harry was going to leave. He wasn't going to stick around.
He's been talking about that for a long time because he said that he didn't want to have the situation that happened with his mother. He was very clear about that. Mm. But the point is, I feel like it's very... I feel like you're very attached to it. Like, you're very... charged by it.
Well, I think it's more to the fact that, I think I get annoyed because I think that they think we're stupid. You know, like, are we? Do you really think we're that? You know, and another part is, are people really that asleep? You know, why is there not been more? Why is there no charges being laid against this guy? Anybody else would have been charges laid against him. Why is there no charges laid against him?
Mm.
You know, are we allowing this to happen? If it was, you know, there's mothers. I'm a father. I've got two girls.
So do you think that's why it's affecting you? Because because you're saying like why we're allowing this to happen. And I'm not having a go because I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. And I see that yes, the media has played such a massive role in sensationalizing one thing and being massively quiet about something else, right? Yeah. 100%. But the fact that to me it's like I don't know anybody who's been that attached to what's happening with Meghan and Harry and Prince Andrew or what any of that stuff. So to me it doesn't – I just assume that people understand that people just understand that the media is taking this thing over here, making this bigger over here so that we don't look over here. And I just assume that people are doing that. Mm-hmm. Do you not have that same
– So let's look at it this way. Would your brother see that? Would your mum see that? Would your sister see that?
I don't know, actually.
Well, that's my point is that I think people need to put down these media sources that come in and take, like, this was a really eloquently put together piece of writing, but it's doesn't mean anything. But put that energy into what your dreams and aspirations are, what your life are, your vision, how you can be of service to humanity. You know, don't get caught up in that stuff, you know, because it's just nonsense.
But Mitch, the way I see it, and I'm going to be play devil's advocate here, but you're doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you're getting caught up in the people that are getting caught up. So your focus is not on where you, it could be. It's on the people who are getting caught up and who are being blindsided by this stuff.
But my focus is on being able to say to people, don't get caught up in this. I mean, it came up on my feed because it was one of my clients. This is somebody that I deal with. This is a personal client of mine.
So
this is someone who's paying an extraordinary amount of money to work at me. And I'm like, like, you got a great mind. This is a great piece of writing. But look at what you're writing about. Understand what you're writing about. Don't put your time and energy into this stuff because it's not reality. It's not real. The only thing that's real to you is what is in you, is what is in your heart, what is most important to you. You are a mother. She's a young mother. And you, what is important to you, that's where you should need to be putting your time and energy. Put your time and energy into building your vision, your mission, your what your dreams and aspirations are. Don't get caught up in this stuff. You know, you're such an this is a great piece of writing. You know, how you've put it is magical. But it's like, it's nonsense. You know, it's nonsense. It's, and I suppose for me, it was just like, I wish I could sit down with her and say, this is just, see this here? This is just an ever elusive dangling carrot. It's not real.
But don't you think that you have this, I don't know, like, I agree with you in the sense that we're distracted from our focus. But the fact that you are so,
what?
I don't know, I feel like you're so charged by it. You're so.
I don't know. Listen. You have to be able to talk about things without going, oh, look, we can't talk about this because you're charged.
No. I have no problem talking about it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that from my perspective, you sound charged because you're like, it blows you away that nothing has been done about, say, Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
And that everybody's doing and talking about the thing. Well, everybody, which I, to me, I don't have an everybody. You seem to have people around you that are focusing on the Meghan Markle Harry thing. But it sounds like you have like this. It's like it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
It affects you when that happens. And why is that?
Well, because I think in some way. We have such great minds and we waste it on sensationalism. You know, we have such power and we waste it on we get distracted, you know. And I think that that's crazy. I think that people buy into that stuff and the quicker, you know, if I can push in any way people towards not buying into that stuff and just focusing on what they're here to do. You know, that's what I think is what I'm most inspired about.
So I think that we have to educate people then, right? And I think education is a key. But I think the best way to do that though isn't doing it the best way to educate people by leading the way.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Because I know even with me sometimes like you know, yesterday, for example, we were sitting down, we were having a conversation about some of the goals for the business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was getting a little bit frustrated as we were talking about stuff yesterday. But I realized that it was because I wanted the outside to reflect what was going on the inside without fully just being present to what was happening for me on the inside, if that makes sense. So actually fully being clear with the fact that where I'm going and what I'm doing and where I'm headed is okay, and the fact that I'm clear with myself is okay. I don't need everybody else to be clear as well. That will happen in time. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a similar thing. It's almost like when you're clear and you just focus for yourself, right, isn't that the best form of educating? I mean, obviously we're on this platform and we have an opportunity to share this conversation, and so people are going to be educated in whatever way by hearing us communicate and also by us in the other platforms we get to share. But ultimately the best form of like sharing that is to actually just go and do just that. Do you know what I mean? Just to live your life and to actually be the one who's keeping the focus so you can show other people how to do that.
Yeah, I agree, but you're talking two different things.
Why?
Well, because we deal and delve in the personal development field. That's our field. And to do that, our objective is to help people think about how they're thinking and to be able to be vocal to the masses about, guys, this, look at how we're thinking. We have to step away from this. We have to emerge up. Don't get your consciousness kidnapped by the media. You know, okay. Don't get your power taken over by the media. Use that great mind of yours and brain of yours to you know, not get distracted by that stuff.
Okay, so I agree with you. I think that where we're at, though, is that in terms of this conversation, I feel like it affects you more deeply that there's a difference between educating and leading and having a conversation about a topic and being really how I feel charged or emotionally attached by something, mm-hmm. right? And I feel that's what's happening for you in this conversation. Don't get me wrong,
yeah.
Just because I teach this stuff doesn't mean because I teach balance, I don't get emotionally attached to certain things. I think for this though, it doesn't, I don't get emotionally attached to it. You talk to me about a kid getting hurt or getting whatever, then you'll see that side of me too. But I think it's perhaps there might be something deeper in that for you, and maybe it is because that you are a father of young girls.
Mm.
Maybe it is because you feel like somebody who's
well, I think is if, getting if, away if it was with any other Joe Soap.
So you don't like the privilege thing?
Yeah.
You feel like it's a privilege thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Any other Joe Soap, he'd be sitting in a cell for the next 12 years. Any other Joe Soap, he'd be sitting in a cell for the next 12 years. You know? There's and I feel that that's an injustice, you know, to people. I feel that that's an injustice to people, to all the little girls that were out there, because that little girl was a little girl.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and these families, these elitist families, you know, the Maxwell girl, Epstein's wife, they have no idea where she is, but they must be terrified. They must be absolutely terrified. She must be in hiding, but also the royal family must be terrified about what filming, because they reckon he was recording everything and how much data she actually has. Nobody knows where she is. She's completely disappeared. They don't know whether she's alive, whether she's dead. They don't know where she is, but she must be shitting herself. But at the same time, she must be feeling pretty secure, because I'm pretty sure she would have set herself up that if anything happens to her, there's a button gets pressed and it all gets released. You know, so part of it is watching these elitist families and how people praise them and get caught up in them. And it's like, dude, don't be fooled. They're humans. They're humans just like everybody else. They all have their own faults. They do, you know, the best thing for you to do is to put your time and energy into, you know, being the greatest example of a human that you can be.
Mm.
As opposed to getting caught up in that.
Mm.
You know, I don't read the fucking newspaper. You know, but it was like this
but
thing.
But you're
ended
still
up
getting affected by it.
But it's like this thing ended up in front of me.
Well, you know, I think you can't avoid.
Couldn't avoid
things,
it. Everybody was saying it. Everybody was talking about it. You know, you got the Clinton family. He traveled 27 times in Epstein's private jet. 27 times.
I get that.
Mm.
But I don't get. I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know. I think there's a part of me really, I don't know, like I loved Ricky Gervais when he got up at the Golden Globes and just ripped them all anew.
Loved it.
You know, it was just loved Ricky it. Fucking man, you know, loved and it's great to see that sort of thing, you know, happening, you know, and Ricky is someone who just doesn't give a flying fuck. Do you know what I mean? Mm.
Well, he does, and I'll tell you why he does, because he knows exactly how far to push it before anybody, you know, can sue him. So he gives a fuck enough to not get himself in that position. But at the end of the day, he will say it as he sees it to the length he can without getting the repercussions of being sued or whatever. And I really love that. Like, I loved that that speech.
Maybe I'm a bit envious of Ricky's ability to do that.
Perhaps. I don't know. Mm. And we have had those discussions a little bit before, you and I, about that. And I feel like about the whole concept of being able to get through in the world and actually not caring. But not caring about what other people think doesn't mean that you don't care. It means that first and foremost that you care for yourself and who you are and the measure of yourself as a human being. Because when you can do that, what anybody else's opinion of you is irrelevant and doesn't actually hold weight. The problem is that
I wonder if Ricky was broke, would he do the same thing?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because like he's worth a fortune now. Like, no, he's really worth a fortune now. But I wonder if he was broke, would he handle it the same way?
Well, who knows? But maybe he got there by doing it that way, you know? But I think that the reason that we can't is because we still value other people's opinions higher than we value our own. Mm. And that's why we still insert, and everybody does it in certain circumstances, or most people do it in certain circumstances, we find ourselves behaving differently in front of other people, and we find ourselves treating other people differently or better, or changing our own rules to be around certain people instead of just being really true to who we are. Mm. So maybe that's at the bottom of what this is about for you, perhaps. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange one. You know, it's been interesting to watch. I think the injustice, and you know, that it's like, it's just strange to watch.
But and you know better than anybody else, like that the truth about it is that there is the balance there, and perhaps you just haven't seen the other side of it to the degree where it's not affecting you as much as it's affecting you at the moment. In how I see it, because I'm not saying that there's not truth in what you're saying. I feel like it really is weighing heavy on you, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, does he feel better now that I've cleared
got
that off
my chest? Yeah, I feel so much lighter.
Anything else you'd like to get off your chest now, Mitch?
No.
Are you sure? I'm good. No, we've got time.
I'm just glad Prince Andrew doesn't sweat.
Oh my God, that was terrible, wasn't it? How terrible was that? Like,
what the fuck are you talking about? Oh my God. Anyway, all right.
We'll leave it there.
Hope you guys enjoyed
it. Little charged, Mitchie. Oh dear. Do you feel better now?
Yeah.
You got it off your chest.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.